My brother says hello. So, hooray for speech therapy. We have a very close family. My sister just had a baby. Yeah, we can have company over. She'll be in front of everyone with her, breast out feeding him cereal or whatever. The other day she took me aside and said, "Emo, can you babysit little Derek while I go to the carnival and look for the father?" I said, "Okay." So I'm pushing him through the park and he's crying, because I forgot the stroller. I take him home. I'm trying to rinse out his diaper in the toilet. You ever rinse out a baby's diaper in the toilet? Ooh, I accidentally let go of his foot. And he's spinning around. Trying to get him out with the plunger because you can't use drain. All that hurts a kid. If you have any maternal instincts, but he's okay now. Yeah, I'd like to get married. I don't know, though. You get married, the first thing you know, you've got a wife. I don't know. The other night, my dad took me aside. Said, "Emo, I want you to promise to take care of your mother after I'm gone." I said, "Dad, don't talk like that. I don't want to have to take care of her." You know who I hate more than anyone else? Indian givers. No, I take that back. You know who I hate more than anyone else? People that imitate owls. But you didn't know. Don't feel bad. Want me to do my tribute to Elvis? Thanks, Elvis. You know who my hero was in high school? James Dean, huh? Boy, could that guy make sausages. You folks are really cheering me up. I needed cheering up. I loaned a friend of mine $8,000 for plastic surgery, and now I don't know what he looks like. Well, it's nice to be indoors. New York's such a wonderful city. Although I was at the library today, the guy's very rude. I said, "I like a card." He says, "You have to prove you're a citizen of New York." So I stabbed him. Well, I was mad, you know. Once I went to the library, I said, "I like a book on the Heimlich anti-choking maneuver." The guy said, "Look at the card catalog, I'm busy." So I go to the card catalog, I look under Heimlich and choking and maneuver. It's not in any of those places. And I see this first aid book with the section, and I take it, and the guy said, "It's a reference book, you can't take it out, you have to Xerox it." I said, "Do you have a change for a dollar?" He said, "It's not a bank, it's a library." So I go to this souvenir stand, and I said, "Do you have change for a dollar?" They said, "It's not a bank, it's a souvenir stand." So I go to this bank, and they said, "Yes, this is a bank." And They give me the change, and I come back to the, by this time, there's a line of students Xeroxing their books or whatever, and I Xerox the Heimlich. As I go back, the guy says, put it back now that you've used it. So I put it back, and as I leave, he says, thank you. I said, well, thank you. I'm never coming to this barn again. And I went back to my car. Now, by this time, my sister's almost purple from the chicken bone, you know. Forget it.